This week is Parshas Miketz, Shabbos Chanukah. But, so I'll start with the vort we said over last year. We'll make it easier. Okay. Vayhi Miketz, Shnesayim Yomim, Mufarei Chaymim, Vini Omid Aliyar. It's the end of the 2 years. Yosef had to stay in the Beis Asurim another 2 years. Paroi dreams, he's standing by the river. The Medrash says, Ketz Samo Choshech. Kodesh Baruch Hu put an end, there's an end to the darkness. When his man came, when the time comes, Paroi had his dream, it was time for Yosef to leave prison, Paroi has a dream, and the whole story continues. Says the Beis HaLevi, everything in this world has a soivev and a mesoivev. There's a cause and there's an effect. But we have to understand the reality. What is really the cause and what is really the effect? For example, somebody goes ahead and he buys schayr, he buys merchandise. And he's very successful. He sells it, he makes a profit, he becomes an usher. If you ask a person, what was the cause and what was the result? The cause is, he bought the schayra, that caused him to become rich. The result was that he became rich. Buying the schayra is the reason why he ultimately became rich. Says the Beis HaLevi, that's all wrong. It's all backwards. It's the opposite. Because in Shemayim, they were geyser, this person should become rich, memela, he had to go out and buy the schayra. And that was the way of carrying out the gezeirah that they had in Shemayim of his becoming rich. So really the cause, really the first step was the gezeirah, he should become rich. And the result was he went out and bought the schayra. Says the Beis HaLevi, that's what happened by Yosef. Yosef was in jail. The pasuk seems to tell us Paroi had a dream. Because of the dream, Yosef was called and Yosef was taken out of jail. Says the Beis HaLevi, totally the opposite. First of all, it was time for Yosef to go out of jail. That was the cause. Memela, Paroi had his dream. It was time for Yosef to leave. Memela, Hashem had to arrange it that Paroi had his dream. So now Yosef will be able to leave. Whatever we look at in life, we have to know what the seed is, what the cause is, and what the result is at the end. And they say over the story, different versions to the story. I say over the same version we said last year to the story. Okay, make it easier. Okay? There were once two noblemen traveling together on the train. And they're traveling on the train, and they're discussing and talking. And of course, each one feels that he's more important than the other one. And the train comes into the train station, there's a band playing music to greet them. And the first nobleman says, oh, you see how important I am? The band is playing in my honor. And the second one says, your honor? You have it all wrong. The band is playing in my honor. The band is playing for me. And they're arguing back and forth who the band is playing for. Each one says the band is playing for me. They look around and they see there's a small house near the train station. They say, you know what? Probably the person who lives there knows the story, knows who the band is playing for. Let's go ask him the truth, who the band is playing for. Who lives in the house? There's a yid living in the house. It's right before Pesach time. And he needs money for Pesach. He doesn't have any money to buy food for Pesach. The two noblemen go knock on his door and they say, listen, we need you to settle the argument for us. But before that, we're going to pay you. How much money do you want to settle the argument? So you think for me, no, I need 50 rubles for Pesach. 50 rubles, I'll settle your argument. Fine, I pay him 50 rubles. What's the argument? What's it all about? Tell us, who is the band playing for? Is it playing for me or for him? Which one? And the Yid says, you have it all wrong. It's playing for me, so I should have money to buy food for Pesach. Okay. So again, the idea is the seed and the Messiah. What's the cause and what's the effect? You look at one thing, it looks one way, but a person delves behind the scenes, digs in a little bit, he sees that there's really a whole different sequence of events that happens. When a person does look, he sees how Kadosh Baruch Hu, behind the scenes, arranges everything to work out just right. It says a little bit later in the parasha, Perek Mem Beis, Pasuk Chof Dalid, Rabbi Chamishi, Vayisa Malem Vayevk, Vayosho Vayelehem, Vayedaber Elehem, Vayikach Meita Mes Shimon. Yosef takes away Shimon from the brothers, Vayesar Oysoy Leinehem. And he locks them up in front of their eyes. And Rashi right away says, what's Leinehem in front of their eyes? Says Rashi, Leosru Elo Leinehem. Yosef only locked up Shimon in front of their eyes. The cave and she also, once the brothers left, Haitzioi, Yosef took out Shimon, Vehechiloi, he gave him to eat, Veshkei, when he gave him to drink. It's a famous story from Yisrael Salanter. somebody once insulted a Yisrael Salanter and caused him a lot of difficulties. And after a while, the person felt very bad about what he did, and he went to ask Yisrael Salanter for Mechila. He was very nervous, a little scared to go ask Mechila. He comes to Yisrael Salanter's house to ask him Mechila. Yisrael opens the door, he's makabel the person, the savior part of Yafas, with a smiling face, as if nothing happened between them at all. Okay, the man's a little perplexed, he walks inside, and he says, I want to ask you Mechila, for all the times that I insulted you, for what happened, I made a mistake, please be Mechila. So Yisrael Salanter said, I'm Mechila b'Mechila Gemura, I'm Mechila 100%, there's nothing to worry about. And he is about to leave, Yisrael Salanter says, tell me, is there any ta'if I can do for you? Can I do you a favor? Is there a favor I could do for you? So he looks at him and he says, you want to do me a favor? Not only did I insult you, not only were you meichel me mechila gemura, but you want to do me a favor? Why should you do me a favor? So Rabbi Yisrael Salanter told him, the Gemara says that maisa moitzi mide machshava. Sometimes to take out a machshava, you need a maisa to undo it. Referring to dinei tumah, but the expression is maisa moitzi mide machshava. If you want to be like a machshava, you have to do a maisa to uproot the machshava. So Yisrael Salanter, I tried hard, but a machshava I might have had that I was upset and was angry at you. In order to undo the machshava, I want to do you a favor. I want to do something good to you. By doing something good to you, I'll uproot the machshava of any tainus that I have in my heart. And Yisrael Salanter said, you know where we're going to start from? We're going to start from Yosef and Shimon. Vayikach mitam es Shimon. Shimon and Levi, what did they say in this week's parasha? They were the instigators. They said, when Yosef was coming towards them, let's go and kill Yosef, and Ashrichim, and throw him into the bar. Let's throw him into the bar. And who does Yosef take out and feed and drink? Shimon. Why? Because Yosef wanted to take out of his heart any hatred, any tainus that he had against Shimon. So he went ahead, and he did a favor, a toivah to Shimon. So when a person has a taina on somebody, and he wants to take the taina out and overcome it, he needs a maisa to do something good to a person. Okay, it's a high madrega sometimes to do it. But unfortunately, we all have kindness on others, and the way to undo it is to do a maisa. Maisa moitzi midei machshava. It says in Perek Mem Beis, Pasuk Beis, I'm going back a drop, I'm sorry. Pasuk says, Vayoyme hine shamati ki yeshev b'mitzrayim. Yaakov said, I heard that there's hope, there's food in Mitzrayim, redu shama, go down, b'shivru lor misham, and buy us food from Mitzrayim, v'nichya, we should live like normals and not die. So Rashi says, redu shama, the Pasuk didn't say, l'chu, Yaakov didn't say, l'chu shama, go, but he said, redu, go down. What's the Russian of redu, going down? Remez, l'masayim, v'asashonim, sh'nashtamdu, l'mitzrayim, k'minyini redu. A remez to the 210 years that we were slaves in Mitzrayim. Redu was Bigmatria Reish Dalavov, is Bigmatria 210, a remez to 210 years. Says the Chassam Sofer, beautiful. The Pasuk says, Ki Yeshev B'Mitzrayim. Says the Chassam Sofer, Efshel Ha'Hoysim. It's possible to add on to this Gematria with the next four words, Ki Yeshev B'Mitzrayim. What's the Gematria of the word Mitzrayim? Not a lot. Mitzrayim is Gematria 380. Mem, Tzadik, Reshit, Mem is 380. The word Shever, besides meaning hope, is also Lashon Shvira, Lashon of breaking. Says the Chassam Sofer, Ki Yesh Shever. If you break the word Mitzrayim in half, take 380, divide it by 2, you have 190. Beautiful. We were supposed to be Mitzrayim 400 years. We went out after 210. How many years did we go out early? 190. So Redu Shama, go after 210, you go out because Yesh Shever Mitzrayim, because you're going out 190 years earlier from the 400 years. You take the word Mitzrayim and break it in half, it's exactly 190. Okay. Pashas Miketz, 99% of the time, falls out on Shabbos Pashas Chanukah. Very rarely does it happen. It doesn't come out Shabbos Pashas Chanukah. It's usually Shabbos Chanukah. And there are a lot of remozim in the parasha that connect Miketz with Chanukah. Just some of the remozim, they're well known, but just to repeat a few. One from the beginning of the parasha, one in the parasha, and one from the very end. The first pasuk, Vayehi Miketz Shenasayim Yomim. So I don't know who the originator of this is, but they say Rashi Tevis of Shinasayim is small ner tablet, yamin mezuzah. When you light the mezuzah, it's brought down, the mezuzah is on the right side, she light the menorah on the left side, so a person should be surrounded by mitzvahs when he walks through the door, the mezuzah on the right, and the menorah on the left. So Shinasayim, by the way, beginning of the parashah, is Rosh Tevis, small ner tablet, like the ner on the left, and the min mezuzah, the mezuzah is on the right. Towards the end of the parashah, Perik Mem Gimel, Pasuk Lamed Daled, the Pasuk says, Vayisa Masas Beis Ponov, Aleihem, Vaterev Masas Ben Yomin, and Yosef gave more the portion of Ben Yomin, Masas Kulam, Chamesh Yadois. Five portions, five times as much, Vayishto Vayishku Imoi, it's brought down Chamesh Yadois, five Yadois, is a remez to the five Yadois that are said in Ahanisim. We say Masata Giborim Yad Chaloshim, Rabbim Yad Matim, Tzmeim Yad Tahirim, Rishon Yad Tzadikim, Zaydim Yad Oiskei Sarisecha. It says the word Yad five times. Chamesh Yod is a remez to the five Yadois that are said in Ahanisim. The very end of the parasha. At the very end of the parasha, it gives a summary of how many psukim in the parasha. That is Chumash doesn't have it. But at the very end of most of the parashas, okay, it gives a summary of the psukim in the parasha, the parashas, and so on. It doesn't usually say how many words are in the parasha. At the end of Miketz, it says there are 2,025 words in the parasha. Apayim chafei teivos. It says there are 2,025 words in the parasha. So the Gros says, why dafki after Miketz is it written at the simon at the end of the parasha how many words are in the parasha? He says because Apayim Chafei is a simon to Chanukah. And Miketz usually falls out Parshas Chanukah. The word Ner, the gematria of Ner is 250. How many Neris are there over Chanukah? The last night you had eight Neris. Eight times Ner is 2,000. Eight times 250, eight times Ner is 2,000. That's the 2,000. And the Chafei is Chafei Kislev, the 25th day of Kislev. Wow. So Miketz has 2,025 words, a remnant to Ner eight times, and Chafei Kislev.
Who says this?
Bro. Comes to Chanukah, so I usually want to say over things that are a little bit high and I don't understand too well, but what's written down in Sfarim that's open to everybody, you could say over. The Or of Chanukah, B'nai Yisrael brings down that he b'shem Shiloisha Edim Ne'amon. This is in the name of three trustworthy Edim, that the light of Chanukah is me'ain the Or HaGonos that was hidden, the light that was hidden during Sheshis Mei Breishis by Kodesh Baruch Hu. And the Bnei Yisrael says, who are the three Edim Ne'amonim that say that the light of Chanukah is me'ain the Or HaGonos? The Baal Rakeach, the Maral Meprag, and the Prichus Mikaretz. Those are the three Ne'amonim, and he quotes over what they say. The Nesiva Shalom says over, Mishin Ebrikas Avrom, We might have learned it once. Siva Shalom says over beautifully. He says, imagine a person who's standing on it's dark outside. He's standing on a dark road, and a person is lost. He doesn't know which direction to go in, where to turn, how to travel. And he hears a train coming by. And as the train goes by, the lights of the train light up the road. So he says, a fool is happy for the minute because he has a light, and for the minute he sees the light, he appreciates the light that he has for 1 minute. But a chacham realizes in that minute of the light, that's his chance. And he has to look around fast and see which way the road goes, so know which direction to travel in. The chacham knows when the light comes, that's the direction that he has to travel in. He has to use that minute wisely. It says in the Sefer Shalom, when it comes to the Chanukah, there's a certain kedusha, certain light comes down to the world. Whether we understand exactly what it is, we don't understand what it is, but we all know that Chanukah, there is a certain kedusha. We all know that Chanukah, there is a certain feeling that we all have. But we have to take it and grow with it and use it and appreciate what we have and not just push it aside. Famous Bachoik is Meshamai Beis Hillel, but we're Poichis Vahelech, Moisif Vahelech, to be light eight candles the first night, they go down to one like Meshamai. Or Beis Hillel is Moisif Vahelech, we start with one, we work our way up to eight, we end on one every night. And many of the Sforum explain the Machlaikis is based on the idea of Sumeira and Aseitov. It's to be shown, brings it down, others bring it down, Sumeira v'Aseitov. Beis Shammai holds a person's avoidance first Sumeira, first turn away from doing bad. Poiches v'Helech. Person has to be mamayit the ra, take out the bad from within him, and only then could he do the good. So you go down. You start decreasing in being mamayit. He still holds faket. He still holds the way to do the avodah is first to start off aseitoiv. But when a person does good, it will take out the beard, will remove the beard that's in him. Nasei toiv. The Sivah Shom touches the pasuk sur meira al yidei oisei toiv. Take away the beard. How do you take away the beard? By doing good. When a person does good, mimego takes away the ra. We pass like b'silul. The ikar is but moisef achmiyeron. The ikar is dasei toiv. The Yismach Yisrael says that's also pshat in the machloikis hanocha is a mitzvah or hadraka is a mitzvah. We have a machloikis whether the hadraka is the mitzvah or the hanocha, putting down the menorah in its place, does the mitzvah. But not lav dafka the hadraka. So there's the same. Hanocha refers to letting go of your averis, putting yourself down, letting go of the averis. Is that the ikka mitzvah or is the hadraka, the asei toiv? Lighting, bringing in the kedusha, the asei toiv, is that the oisim mitzvah? Same idea, is it the sumerah? Or is it asei toiv? We paskin hadraka is a mitzvah. The hadraka does the mitzvah. Again, the idea that asei toiv overrides the sur meirah. So when it comes to Chanukah, person has to take the asei toiv, whatever he feels from the Chanukah, and use it the right way. And asei toiv overcomes the sur meirah. The Rishon would say over, he would say Ribono Shel Olam, amoichel to you mayolam hazeh, amoichel mayolam haba. Provided that you go ahead and you enlighten the eyes of Bnei Yisrael, there shouldn't be like people walking in the darkness and not knowing where they're going. Chanukah is the light in the middle of the darkness. It's a yom tov in the middle of the winter. The days are the shortest of the year. Whenever you have the light shining in a dark area, the light shines brighter. Chanukah brings the bright light into the dark days of the year, into the golos. We should all be zeicher to use the Or HaGadol of Chanukah. And we should be zeicher, he is sumei rabba, say toiv, and zeicher be able to write with another in the base of Mikdash, and here we may know all men.